Thank you, Joan. 18 years.
I think
yeah,
I think
probably.
But you were both children.
They were?
You were both children.
We were infants.
Yeah.
That time. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. You know, thanks to White Whale. Thanks to all of you for coming. And I'm so happy to read with all you guys. I mean, you're all my favorite poets. I was so happy to find out I was reading with you. So, and thanks to Joan and Chris for doing this every week. Okay, so I'm going to read a couple poems from Sky Dog. And, you know, this is my checkbook, and it's from Lefty Blondie Press, which you probably know by now is a great press, edited by Amy Lee Heinlein and Margaret Miller. And it's so cool because it's handmade, hand sewn. So check it out. There's some copies up there. Okay. Starling. My wings flat. Perfect cardboard painted white with lines for feathers. The blue sky robes hung heavy and terrifying on me, dragging as I walked. I was the angel in the school play, the awkward body masquerading on stage. 10 years old, I was always dressing up to be one of them, not the angels, but the children. Peeling my name off my tiny body, I left it. I couldn't stay with them. There was no ancient belonging, no way forward. In some other sky, I made my own stars, and I filled the sky and night. The other small bodies moved from here to there on stage. I remembered what I had read in the dark green encyclopedia, in the fat red dictionary, where my love is never starless. And so I could fly away, and so I could walk and talk among them, as if I were there. So this is, it seems like we're all talking about elegy in some way, and I have a lot of father poems, but this is sort of about that time when you don't realize how sick someone is. And this goes back a long ways to like, my first big adventure when I think it was 1985, I went to this workshop called The Flight of the Mind. I don't know if anyone remembers that, but it was in the Cascades in Oregon, and it was all women. Judith Barrington was teaching, and it totally blew my mind, and it was the beginning of things. And so my father was sick, and I didn't know that the day I left, he went into a hospital, and he didn't want me to be told that he was going into the hospital. And so I didn't know for 2 weeks until I was coming back. I was riding on the train back from Oregon. So this is when I came back. It's called Sky Blue. When I show my dad the photos from the trip, he lay on the couch covered by an napkin. He turns the photos over to the white side. Oh, he said, in a weak voice, these are nice. What does he see in the white? Is he halfway to the other world and the sky door pulling him through? Dear father, so much you are alone with. I show you these photos, but now you take a hard right to your elemental song as your internal light of weeping fades. I hope the whiteness is the hand of night in charge of your new flight. Okay, I'm going to read an uncharacteristic love poem here. I don't have that many. This is for Dawn, and this is in Wyoming. Called Half Sun Over Powder River. half sun over the bighorns. White clouds graze the foothills and you're on my mind. Your skin on mine, voice sleepy low. I'm resting my eyes as you fall deep into me. Light beneath the clouds, an alien breakthrough, strange dream to the sky. If you fly that shimmering to powder river running down from the high plains, you'll find that cool sun sky where sand looks like dust, a dust that runs to the underground earth, where the three forks meet, the swirling below, the fire circle, this sweet life with you. So strangely, this is a true story. Spreads down true stories. And if you've ever been at the Swiss Girl post office, maybe it's not that hard to believe what he said. In line at the Swiss Girl post office, he kept petting his long gray ponytail. He turned and said, I'm on my way to see my people. Haven't seen them for a lot of years. Want to go with me? I'm an Algonquin Indian, he strangely said. My people are in Canada, north of Quebec. What? I said. With his fringed suede jacket, he looked like no one else in the post office. I got two cases of Yukon Jack for camping up north. The others in line were starting to listen. The woman in the brown wool coat gripping rubber-banded envelopes. The guy with finger tattoos and steel-toed boots. Oh, yeah, that should be fun, I said. His eyes were heavy brown. So you'll go then. No, I'm not going, I said. But I hope you have a great time. Well, he said, human beings are changing at the DNA level. Is that right? I said. Everyone loves a loaded gun, he said, then stepped to the counter. Two pages of Elvis stamps. Then he left, casting the door open wide, his fringe swinging in time with his long stride, laying open the holster rawhided to his thigh. In the shifting winter air between doors, he turned and said, if you come, you'll meet my ancestors. The dead will be there too. Yeah, like after he left, I'm like, did that happen? Was he there? Keeping it strange, these new poems. This is called Green Comets of Future. Down County Road 18, outside of Stowe, my head flying the room of strangers. I was 15 doing peyote in some guy's trailer, buttons of weed, young enough. I was wearing my scapula around my neck, burning into my skin with its green string, praising. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now in all scary caps. On the other side, Mary in long robes, holding this flaming, bloody heart. The green comets of future spinning, catapulting me in and out of time. And I thought about my pillowcases at home, sewn into a sleeping bag for safety, the drapes pinned shut. Birds were flying around inside me in circles, white. I could feel the psychopathic swirling of air. Were they spirits returning to dive bomb the monstrous buildings of my past? In the cloud soup, in the cloud river of my brain, the hills and factories of Pittsburgh rose up like the only real things. What was it people wanted from me? What was I trying to hold together? I hurdled the broken down steps of the single wide, what passed for a country home on that green night. My head now the comets, my head now walking away. Couple more. This is, my next book is called Drag Stripping, and this is called Drag. with a line from Miriam. They say I have attachment disorder from years in the orphanage. I say I'm attached to dirt, to the grit of stones, pulverized metal from the slag heap. I learned touch from air. I fashioned love from strangers. Your families make no sense to me. My mother's a poor barrel of a 409. My heart's drag strip from the shredded tires of predators. Go ahead, think of me. Throw the red flag down. I'm one you'd never figured. Dead engine start. I'll leave you in the dust every time. And this is, I have some poems about Rosaria Asylum in the Hill District, which is an orphanage where I was born. This is called The Emptying, Rosaria Asylum in Maternity Hospital, Pittsburgh, 1952. Mullions cut the windows into equal pieces. There were cats prowling the halls of the asylum. Nice straight line rain hit the glass. The wooden rafters shook. Oracles in white uniforms scavenged, lifting us to their rooms under the heavy crucifix. Searching for prophecy in our small bodies, they held us to their flat breasts, drove their fingers inside us, dreaming of Jesus, how he would fuck them. Hallelujah. Whose seed am I? The oracle sang, hovering, as they licked and sucked in the dark, emptying everything. Mediums between the dirty town of the small room and the vast space. And I'm thinking of Fred ending on something funny or happy. I don't think I have that, so I'm going But I do have a little revolution poem. This is called Lowrider. Anthony was a lowrider, silver fire running up his leg. We third graders flamed as the nuns came running in their black orthopedic shoes. Where's Anthony? All 20 of us lined up for the bathroom walk. Turned as we heard him scraping down the tiled hall, heard him dragging limp in the silver brace that ran outside his pant leg, around his heavy black shoe and up to his knee. A shining steel, his own metallic flame, shooting up his leg, the side panel of the bottom, and in his high gravel voice, he said, I'm here. You're late, said the nun jailers, the fat of their arms hanging like weird fruit or weapons. Teeth in the sleeves of black hats. Anthony, you have to keep up. You can't use your leg as an excuse. And the flames went spiking, and punishment came as if by tribunal. The low murmur spread through the line of uniformed nine-year-olds. They took his shoe. They're making him walk in his sock. Anthony, crying now, his brace shining as the sun hit through the 50s paned windows. We all moved slowly toward him, low and slow, a long snake. Just look up, we said, and everybody looked up, our hearts flaming. We were glimmering. We were metallic. We rolled under the water fountain, and they couldn't even see our engines. 450s with a dirty hum as we glided past, leaving them in their wrecked house of religion. We saw sparrows through the paned windows, free and flying in formation, Anthony's brace scraping, his sock foot sliding, and we let loose the biggest shot of renegade air, hydraulics pumping, arriving together, while the nuns huddled in their cruelty by the classroom door, holding a crippled boy's shoe. Thank you.